Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Yuma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned by Schosser B'Shalom Mizalm Nivzugas Amar Siyat V'Choyes Chalotzeim. They should be given for that Sachat Slachan Siyat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefan, Kol Tov Zela, and Mischos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zecher to find her Zivik Hagon Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah continues talking about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And since we had spoken about the Ketaris in the previous Mishnah, so we just continue talking about the Ketaris for a moment. Ketaris Shal Shachar Hoysa Krevo Bein Dom Le'Evarim. The Ketaris that was brought in the morning every single day in the Beis Hamikdash was brought in between the sprinkling of the blood of the Tamid and the Evarim being brought on the Mizbeach, Shal Bein Arbaim, and the Ketaris brought in the afternoon, Bein Evarim L'Nesachim, was brought in between the bringing of the Evarim of the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim and the Nesachim. Now talk about the Kohen Gadol for a moment. Im HaKohen Gadol Zakenai Istinis, if the Kohen Gadol was old or he was an Istinis, which means he was finicky, he was sensitive to cold, Mechamen Lechamen U'matil Nesach HaTzainin, they would heat water up for him before Yom Kippur and then pour it into the cold mikvah on Yom Kippur, Kidei Shetafak Tzinasan, in order to take the edge off the cold so he wouldn't be immersed in a freezing cold mikvah. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, Heviul Beis HaParva. Now, after these avodas that he did, they would bring him to the Beis HaParva, which we had said was a room in the Azara, and there was a mikvah on the roof. Uba Kodesh Haisa, and this was in the Kodesh, meaning is in the Azara. They would spread out a linen sheet in between him and the nation for privacy. He would be mekadesh his hands and feet, which means he would wash his hands and feet, and then he would remove his clothing. Rameir says, Pashat, he would first remove his clothing, and then he would wash his hands and feet. Now the machlekes Tanakama Rameir revolves around why is he washing his hands and feet. According to Tanakama, he's washing his hands and feet in preparation to remove his clothing, so therefore he does so beforehand. According to Rav Meir, he's washing his hands and feet, lekavod, the new clothing he's going to be putting on, so therefore he first has to remove the old clothing and then wash his hands and feet. After this yard v'taval, he would go down and immerse in the mikvah. This is his second immersion in the mikvah. All of an estapak, he comes up and dries off. Heviu la'bigdei lavan, then they would bring him his white garments, lavash v'kidesh yadav raglav, he would put them on and then wash his hands and feet again. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.